I don't know about you, but I know that I can relate to the main characters in our gospel passage. The first one, probably being the most obvious since this passage is referred to him, or named after him, the prodigal son. I, in a way, also abandoned my father. That is God my father. And that happened sometime around middle school. I just kind of left or drifted away from the church, separated myself from God. And we see that the younger son did that to his father at the beginning of our story in our gospel. It was only after his life had become miserable that he came to his senses and got up and went back to his father. It was only when he repented of how poorly he treated his father and desired to be reconciled that he went home. Likewise, only after I was miserable, following my own desires, did I return to God and to the Catholic Church in college. I can also relate to the older son. So a couple of years after I returned to the Catholic faith, and I was trying to live the life that God calls us to, I was making progress, I was trying to get better, following the things that I knew he was asking of us, I found myself being judgmental and uncharitable towards others. I just saw so many people who were sinning, and it looked like they didn't care, or it looked like they didn't think they were doing anything wrong. And I would think to myself, why aren't they striving to overcome their sins? This is much like the older brother, who was judging his younger brother. The older brother was doing what he believed his father had asked of him. He was obedient to his father. But he wasn't loving towards his father, and he wasn't loving towards his younger brother. In a way, his response of anger points to how he himself was also lost. If you recall what we heard in our passage today, the older brother did not refer to his father as father. And instead of approaching the father as a son, he declared how great his service was, how obedient he had been. In a way, the older son was choosing not to be a son, but rather a servant. He was separating himself from his father because of his own pride. And in a way, I was doing the same thing so many years ago. I was judging others. I didn't have the full story. Maybe they were trying to strive to live a holy life, and just in their own weakness, they kept repeatedly falling into sin. I mean, how would I know what their situation was? I wasn't close to them. I don't know what was going on in their hearts. I didn't talk to those other people on a regular basis. So instead of judging them, I should have been praying for them and assuming the best, assuming that they were striving to live a good and holy life. And if I thought it would be helpful, if I thought it was prudent, to actually reach out to such people and to try to help them to overcome their sins. I know that that's what I would want other people to do for me. That if they saw me say or do something wrong, that rather than judging me, that they would pray for me. That they would assume the best, that I am trying to live a good and holy life. And that if they thought it would be prudent and helpful, that they would reach out to me to try to help me to overcome such sins. And since that's what I would want other people to do for me, that's what I should have been doing for other people so many years ago. By the way, I have gotten a little better on that. I can also relate to the father. Now, the father, at the very beginning of the story, is gravely offended by his son. His son says, "Give me a share of my estate. Give me my inheritance." That's like practically saying to his father, "You are dead to me. Give me your property." Like, that's really bad. But that's what he did to his father. And his father, who loved him, went ahead and let his son take his share and leave. So I can relate to the father inasmuch as I have been gravely offended by other people before. And I've been offended in small ways by other people before as well. But I can relate to the father in another way too. I can relate to the father inasmuch as I too am a spiritual father. I too am a father. And like the father in our story, like the father of the prodigal son, I get to be a part of that reconciliation between God the Father and the penitent that comes in the confessional. Just as how the father was filled with joy when he was reconciled with his son, so too do I very much enjoy being that instrument of God's mercy, being there at that moment where God restores that penitent back into relationship with himself. I feel especially honored when someone who has been away from confession for a long time comes to me and asks to be reconciled. Also, I feel especially honored when someone who has a grave sin would come to God in the confessional, and that I would be there, that instrument of his mercy for that reconciliation. It's quite an honor for me to be able to do that. And it's awesome to see the transformative power of God's grace for those people who are so sorry for their sins, and in a matter of minutes, overcoming what had been going on for perhaps years, maybe even decades of sin, being washed away by the mercy and grace of God. It's an awesome honor and privilege to be there, to be a part of that. Now I ask, what about you? Can you relate to any one of the characters in our gospel passage today? Maybe you can relate to more than one of them. Maybe you can identify yourself with the prodigal son, the younger son who left his father. And if so, I encourage you to follow the example that he gave us at the end of the story. That is, he resolved to be reconciled with his father. So we too can be reconciled with God the Father in confession. The younger son had this resolution when he decided to return home, and he started to practice and plan out what he was going to say. Secondly, we should plan to do something differently. Like when we resolve to be reconciled, we have to plan to amend our lives, to change things, to avoid the sin again. I think all too often, we as human beings have a tendency to simply think, I'm going to try harder, but that's just so vague. It doesn't really accomplish much. But if we came up with concrete things that we're going to do, explicit things that are different from how we've been living before, then we're able to avoid those sins again in the future. And thirdly, we would need to actually go through with it. We would have to actually be present and go to confession to receive that grace, that mercy, that love of God, to receive that reconciliation. We saw the son actually do this. Not only did he resolve, not only did he make a plan, he went to his father, and he confessed to his father that he had sinned against him. Now the father, in his great mercy, would not accept his son's plan of becoming a servant. Instead, he restored his son to his full sonship. Likewise, God loves us so much that he wants to restore us to that loving relationship as sons and daughters of his. But maybe it's not the younger son that we identify most with, or perhaps not the younger son at this very moment. Maybe it's the older son. Maybe sometimes we recognize that we're being judgmental or uncharitable towards others. And if that's the case, we would need to repent and seek forgiveness. But we can also use what I should have done so many years ago as a guide or an example for us. That is, admit that we don't know the full story of the other person. That we should pray on their behalf. Pray for those that we know are struggling with sin. That we should give them the benefit of the doubt. And, if it seems prudent, to actually reach out to them and try to help them in their struggle. Try to help improve the situation. Lastly, you might identify with the father. The father who was gravely offended by another. And if that's the case, then I recommend that you follow the example of the father from the gospel. And that is, grant the forgiveness to the offender. So when the offender comes and asks for forgiveness, to go ahead and forgive that person. Jesus tells us that we must forgive others if we ourselves want to be forgiven. And through forgiveness, relationships can be restored, like the relationship between the father and his son in our gospel passage today. There can be a great joy that comes from such reconciliation. There can be a great joy that comes from granting that forgiveness. However, sometimes it's not always prudent or good for us to forgive someone directly to their face, especially if we know that would just set them off and make them angry again. Instead, we would still need to forgive them, but we can forgive them from our hearts. We can forgive them in private. And in doing so, we allow ourselves to be set free from that bitterness, that anger, the resentment, the grudges, the desire for revenge. When we forgive others, we are allowing ourselves to be set free. Forgiveness sets us free and allows us to be forgiven by God. So if you can relate to any of the characters, or maybe even more than one of the characters from our gospel passage today, then I encourage you to respond to that in the appropriate way. If the younger son, then to repent and go to confession. If the older son, to repent, to be humble, to pray for those who are sinning, and to give them the benefit of the doubt. And if the father, then to forgive others. I know that I can relate to all three of those main characters from our gospel passage today. Can you? If so, what are you going to do next?